I really am so passionate about helping women find their inner voice, their intuition, trusting their intuition. It's the true north or guiding light. And so many times, just through life experiences or whatever happens, they somewhere along the line through life, sometimes we stop trusting our intuition. And boy, life feels very scary and rocky and unstable when you cannot trust yourself and your intuition, that gut feeling.
Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I'm your host, Kavita, and the founder of Power Purpose Play, a global community of women in midlife. I'm here to tell you that it's your time now to rediscover what has always been inside of you and bring that out into the world. If you're wondering what's next, but don't know quite what that is, or if you feel a twinge in your heart telling you that you have so much more to do and so much more to offer, you're in the right place. Ask yourself, if not now, when? Do you want to leave your job? Start your own business? Take control of your health? Reignite the passion in your marriage? Write that book, or at least that first chapter? Transitions like this can be daunting, but through listening to my story and interviews with incredible women every week, I hope to inspire you to take action. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Hi, my friend, and welcome to our 101 episode of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. If you heard the last episode, you will know that we've reached the 100 episode milestone, and I couldn't be happier. I've received so many congratulations and good wishes, and I am so appreciative of that. And thank you, my dear listener, for supporting us on this journey to 100. We are planning amazing things for next year, so I hope you share this podcast with your friends and family, because I really want to spread the positive messages out that we share on this podcast to the world. Would you do that for me? We also celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary with a trip to Jamaica last week, and it was so wonderful. It just feels like everything is so aligned for a fantastic new year ahead. So that brings me to my main point today, and that's around celebrations and alignment. Often people may think that if we celebrate an accomplishment or a milestone that we are bragging. How do you feel about that? When you see someone else accomplish something that perhaps maybe you really want, do you judge yourself and feel bad about yourself and maybe feel a little jealous of them? Or do you genuinely feel happy for them because you know that whatever is meant to happen for you will happen? It is natural as human beings to judge ourselves according to what others are doing. I did that for a long time, and I still do sometimes. And at first, it made me anxious and worried that I wasn't there yet. But what is there? It's a moving target, isn't it? I decided to switch that around, and rather than looking at that person ahead of me with thoughts of, I can never get there, I asked myself, where do I really want to be? I visualized where I wanted to be, and then I let it go. I try to enjoy and be happy for the present, and I look to others for inspiration and guidance, and truly, sometimes, in great awe of what they're doing. How do some people seem to always get what they want? It's all about alignment, my friend. Understanding what you truly want and truly believing that you can have it. We all have an inner guidance system, and as my next guest, Christina Woods, and I discuss, if we use this guidance system or inner voice or intuition to guide us, we will achieve all that we want. The key is, however, not to anticipate it with worry or concern or be unhappy or stressed in the process of getting there. Celebrate the great things you've accomplished, yes, but also celebrate the great person you are today, right now. As you prepare for the upcoming holidays, Think about all the wonderful things you've done and the awesome things about you now first. Then imagine where you want to be in a year and truly believe that it can happen because it can. Enjoy this next episode, and I will see you at the end with the key takeaways. Welcome, everyone, to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast, a podcast for women in transition in their careers and life. I'm your host, Kavita Ahuja, and my goal with this podcast is to inspire you to realize your true inner power and potential, and to help you unleash all that resides within you and bring that out into the world with confidence. If you may be going through transitions in your career or your life and are wondering what's next, I'm here to tell you that you can do this. And I want you to believe and say with confidence, it's my time now. To this end, I interview incredible women for this podcast who share their stories of reinvention and who will give you their advice on how to overcome the obstacles in your way to reach your vision for yourself in your next stage of life. This week, I am excited to have on the show Christina Woods. Christina is a licensed rapid transformational therapist. She is a clinical hypnotherapist, an empowerment coach, and Reiki master. She combines her background in corporate leadership along with her life experiences in dealing with trauma and abandonment to empower other women to trust their intuition and set themselves free of self-doubt. As a CEO and founder of Wise Woods Hypnotherapy and Coaching, Christina has extensive experience working on complex challenges and pulling potential out of others so that they can become self-reliant individuals. Through deep hypnotherapy and coaching work, she empowers women to shed old programming so that they can live the life that they deserve. Christina wants everyone to stop looking outside for what they need and instead look inside themselves. She helps her clients step into their true authentic self, free of self-sabotaging behavior, so that they can live a life full of deep meaning and potential. So welcome on the show, to the show, Christina. Your work sounds so interesting and very needed, I would say.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You're very welcome. I was reading, we had met before the podcast, and I usually like to kind of start off just by finding out what is my guest's reinvention story. I would say, mm-hmm. I understand that your world kind of just drastically had changed after you had a divorce, and then you were in a 30-year corporate leadership career.
That's right. Yeah.
So maybe you can kind of tell us what happened and how that kind of led you to what you're doing today.
Yeah, it drastically did change. And in the moment, you don't realize, you're not looking ahead. You just know that, wow, this is very uncomfortable and scary. But you're right. My marriage of 23 years had ended. My children were at that age going away to college. And so I found myself a family of four. All of a sudden, it was me and the dog in the house. And like many women, I was approaching 50. And so it was one of those times where you start to realize, okay, this is a pivotal moment where I get to decide, what am I going to do here? And at that moment, I realized I had led my life doing what I thought was really, okay, this is the formula, the magic formula to happiness. And I spent a lot of time taking care of everybody else's needs. And it was very rewarding, of course, raising a family and working and climbing the corporate ladder and financial rewards. But what happened was I literally had no even awareness of what my own needs were. And much of that had to do with how I was raised. I'm the oldest of four, a single mother, and I did have to grow up very, very fast and was often put in situations where it was survival mode and my own needs were just not on the table. It was, this is what you need to do. And so those are beliefs that are implanted pretty young, and you grow up and realize, wait a second, I'm allowed to have needs. I'm allowed to actually have self-care. And so I actually, at that point in my life, when all those things happened, I decided that I need to really look at some of these patterns in my life that are self-sabotaging my happiness, my health, how I spent money. This is sort of, I want a clean slate and an opportunity to move forward. So I dove deep into self-work, looking at those patterns. I decided to get to know myself a lot better, really believe in myself. And that was a big, big journey into finding hypnotherapy. And in college, I actually was a psychology major and had changed because it was too science. There was too much science there. And so I kind of weaved my way back around and found myself to what I do now. In another way, it's sort of a full circle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It's so what you just described. Thanks for sharing that. Is I think this is like my almost past 90th episode. And I believe that a lot of women, at the time that we're going through it, we think we're the only ones, right? That,
yes.
And it's just, I have to say, it just seems so, it's just such a common thread that a lot of things that you said that we're looking after others, we're taking care of others. And that's great. It's wonderful. It's fulfilling, as you said, but In the process, we often don't even know what we want, or
we
haven't even revisited it. And it's interesting, you know, how you said there's no awareness of our own needs. And it's funny how it kind of happens when everything else, there's kind of a storm of things that happened. I know that happened to me, and it sounds like that happened to you because you were divorcing, and then your kids were leaving the home, and then
I had a layoff at my corporate, a mass people, and you're sort of just thrown the situation where, there you go. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's just, and I think what's great about how you kind of went back to what you were doing when in college and revisiting that is that you didn't just give up or to say, oh, what, go back to the same thing you were doing, but you really tried to rediscover who you are. And that's what I do. And I help women really do that. Like rediscover who they really are from the inside out. Because once you do that, then things open up and you're able to see the possibilities versus seeing, you know, the negative things that are going around you and kind of getting down by that. Right.
Right. So. And by discovering when I have these, we all have needs, of course, and I'm allowed to love myself and care for myself. And what are these needs? I really found this desire to want to empower other women because I just knew that something had changed in me. And there's other women also that just need help to unlock what's inside of them. And so we all have these beliefs inside. And whether that's, all right, if my kids are successful, then I'm a good mother. Well, you might actually be a good mother no matter what they do. And your value doesn't depend on what they do for how successful or what grades they get. So we put so much emphasis on the outside and not enough on the inside. And that's where I had to do a lot of work. And that's the work that I do now and that you do now. And so many of us have turned to later in life because so much emphasis was on the outside and the accolades that we just forget that it can be empty inside. And we give our jars, I say, out there to the world to fill up.
Yes.
And one, people really don't want to fill up our jars, and we need to fill up our own jars. And really the universe, whatever you believe in, actually, I can get happy by snuggling with my dog or taking a walk and looking at a pretty tree or traveling. Mm-hmm. We have these moments where life feels amazing, and it's not because we won an award or hit a sales quota. Or I know I made dinner with my son this weekend. He was cooking. I was cooking beside him. That felt amazing. You know, that was amazing. So that's
funny you
how
say
we
that.
Feel good.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I was just in, I was just in Spain and my son and I went and we did a paella cooking class together.
Oh, great.
And it's just those little simple things. We took a tour and we went and saw beautiful sights in Spain and just being able to spend that quality time with people you love, or like you said, bringing that feeling into today and not having to climbing the corporate ladder. I mean, yes, I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, that's not what's going to give you happiness.
Right.
Right. So,
right. It doesn't replace
completely
that.
Agree. Yes. Yes. So I often talk a lot about this in this podcast is how do we, what are our obstacles and how do we actually especially as women, you know, how do we self-sabotage ourselves? Mm-hmm. What are some of the common things that you've seen, and why do we do this? Like, why do we self-sabotage, and how is it possible that, you know, how to overcome that self-sabotage that we tend to inflict on ourselves?
Yeah. This is the number one reason usually people will reach out to me is, I know I shouldn't, but I do. So the sabotage that I hear about the most and see is a lot of procrastination. Perhaps it's poor health habits. So maybe not taking care of ourselves, working out, maybe it's just taking a walk, eating habits, no self-care whatsoever, whether that's a morning routine or just some quiet time or any kind of time where we just believe that we have to service everybody else and not allow ourselves. So, but at the end of the day, whatever gets in the way of what we want, that self-sabotage is really grounded in I'm not enough feeling, which when I was training in hypnotherapy, they told me, everyone you meet is going to have this, there's this epidemic of I'm not enough. And I thought, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll hear it a lot. Absolutely. Of course, whether it's I'm not rich enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever enough. It is. It's this epidemic because whether it's social media or whatnot, it's so easy to be compared, or it's, so it's really grounded in this belief and this feeling I'm not enough. So the question becomes, how is that self-sabotaging behavior, whatever it is, if it's procrastination or eating the cookie at 10 o'clock or not going to bed on time when you know you need rest to be and feel your best the next day. Sometimes it's just scrolling on the phone is self-sabotage, or not taking care of ourselves in these little ways. And it's, let me blame that other thing so that I can avoid doing the thing that I know will get me what I want. Because if I can't do that thing good enough, then I literally am just going to avoid it because I might not be good enough to do that thing. So it's like, let me blame this phone, or let me blame this cookie, or let me blame this other thing, or let me get in a fight right now with so-and-so so I can avoid that other thing. And so the sabotage literally serves us. And it's really digging down into why does it serve us? And most people will initially say, it doesn't serve me. I don't want to do that. Of course it doesn't serve me. And so that's obviously a black and white literal way of looking at it. But really, when we break it down, it goes back to where and how is the self-sabotaging really providing us or blocking us from really doing something that would give us the opportunity to find approval, safety, or control. So really, I'll give you an example. The other day I was doing work on my computer. It was on a weekend and I felt guilty. And I was thinking, I should not be working on this weekend. I should be a good partner. I should be out there in the sun. And so I said, are you okay if I work? And he was like, yeah, it's fine, hon. You know, we'll go to the beach later. And so then I started I noticed I was going to start to pick a fight. And I thought, well, isn't this interesting? Because the only way I'm going to feel comfortable taking out time for myself to work is if we pick a fight. Because then I can say, see, he doesn't want me to work. I'm just going to go work anyway. So I was going to sabotage it. I was going to sabotage it when really I didn't feel good enough to actually take out time for myself, my business, whatever it was. Yeah. And I was going to sabotage the situation and the relationship. Yes,
interesting.
What not. So it's really when I was going to really lean in to say, my partner is my source of approval and validation. If he doesn't approve of me, well then, I'm in trouble. Well, no, that's not the case, but I made it the case in that situation.
Yeah,
Whether he approves of me or not, actually, I have a right here to take out an hour and then I'll still be a good partner. I'm still a good person.
Yes.
I'm still going to go enjoy the day. So
yeah, and sabotage, that's a good example.
It's sabotage is also a way of dissociating from our feelings. And we really need to reconnect with our feelings. And so often we want to numb our feelings. We want to move away from our feelings because they're uncomfortable. And when we allow ourselves to feel our feelings, even if they are uncomfortable, they actually move through us pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And And so oftentimes I'll do exercises with people to say, just sit in that feeling for a moment and let's actually feel what you're feeling and name it and mm-hmm. move through it. And even if it's uncomfortable and you start to name it, you become very empowered saying, yeah, I feel very angry, or I feel unheard or unseen. Mm-hmm. And you name it and you claim it and you tame it and you understand it. You become empowered instead of saying, I don't want to feel it. I'm going to do this other thing instead.
Hi, my friend. Kavita here. Do you often feel blocked from moving forward? We all feel that way at times. These are referred to as energy blocks. I've created a short, actionable PDF guide to help you release your negative energy blocks. Click the link in the description to download it now for free. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that. There's so much there because the feelings and even like the emotions that we feel, there's so much that we like often, like, I think we self-sabotage because I think maybe we're trying to keep us in this little safe. We're mm-hmm. trying to keep ourselves mm-hmm. safe. Right. And it's like, well, I'm going to do this because I'm comfortable doing this and I don't want to do it. It's stopping us. It's like these blocks that are keeping us in our little zone of comfort. Sure. But I like that what you said about disassociating from our feelings. And I just was in a training where it's called HAIL, which is really honoring our emotions. It's honoring how we're feeling, asking ourselves, why is this emotion present? Yes. Why is it here at this moment? And what can Great. We learn from this emotion? Like, it's, why is it here? Like, why do I feel guilt at sitting at the computer?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yes.
Right? Why is it shown up at this moment? And what can I do? How can I learn from that? So it's just a matter of sitting with it and not ignoring the feelings. And I think that's a really, really great point. Yeah. And yeah, it is. And I see it all the time too, is just grounded and I'm not enough. And that comes from, maybe it's like all people all around us, we want to compare ourselves to others. We compare ourselves to people in social media, or mm-hmm. maybe we've been told that as kids that, you know, you got to do this. You got to get this degree or whatever to be successful or to do what to move yeah. forward. And that becomes ingrained in us. And to unpack that it can be very difficult.
Yeah. And I mm-hmm. think we blame ourselves when we self-sabotage. So there does become a lot of guilt or shame, and mm-hmm. and then we feel we're in this low vibration that, gosh, I'm lazy, or I'm not focused, I can't do this, I've had this many coaches, and why can't I stay on track, and I've mm-hmm. spent so much money. And even just using myself as an example, because I can speak freely about myself here, as that when I was raised, I was really raised to take care of my siblings and help my mother. And mm-hmm. again, my needs were not really met in many ways as best yes. as she tried to do that. So I really was, okay, what does everybody else need? And maybe at the end of the day, if there's any room left for myself, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's how I was raised. It was survival that way. So in that example, it was, are my partner's needs being met? Is he okay? So that's a little bit of a trauma response on my end, like, is he okay? Is he okay? Is he okay? And so I had to sit back and go, whoa, okay, I'm going right back into my trauma yeah. response here. And I got to sit back and wait a second. And then that happens for a lot of women. And I'm not saying it has to be a big trauma. It doesn't have to be this terrible or experience. It mm-hmm. certainly can be, but mm-hmm. it's just knowing those things about yourself and saying, mm-hmm. wait a second, actually, I'm 54 now. I'm okay. Yeah. This situation is okay. He's laying out in the sun. He's perfectly fine. And I'm just going to be 45 minutes. So it's reframing it and upgrading.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, exactly. And I don't beat myself up because as a young child, that was my life, and I upgrade and I give a lot of praise and love to that version of me. Mm-hmm. And instead of like ridicule and don't be silly, that's ridiculous. That's not going to get me anywhere
right,
or anyone.
Right. Yes. That's so true. And that's true. Just respecting who we were and acknowledging who we were, but realizing that we're different now, and we do have control over our accepting our emotions and controlling and our thoughts, especially. So that's a whole other topic.
Yeah. And I just I bring that up because a lot of women come with a lot of criticism about where they are, not being able to get past it.
Yes. Them. Yes. 100%. So I wanted to just ask you, I know that in your bio, I had said that you are a rapid transformational therapist. So please tell us what that means. And when you talk about hypnosis, people are sometimes skeptical about it. So maybe talk to you about what that is and why should somebody not be nervous about it?
Great question. So rapid transformational therapy is a method of hypnotherapy, and it's RTT for short, because that is a mouthful. Yeah. And it's a specific type created by Marissa Peer. She's huge, number one therapist in the UK in the mindset world and hypnotherapy world. Mm-hmm. And the type of hypnotherapy is very specific. It gets to the root cause of a belief. So some hypnotherapy is affirmations and repetition. The mind learns by repetition, give you an audio recording and say something over and over and over. And your mind is very powerful. It mm-hmm. will learn by repetition. With RTT, we get to the root. Why do you have that? Why do you have that belief in the first place? So mm-hmm. let's find out why it's there. And then let's interrupt that belief. Let's find out, okay, let's change it, interrupt it, and then reframe it and upgrade it and change that limiting belief and upgrade it into your world now. It's sort of like Netflix, I say. When you watch Netflix, you know how it recommends movies over and over because you like certain kinds of movies?
Yes. Yeah.
And then somebody else will watch a weird movie and all of a sudden you have different recommendations.
Yes. Like,
why am I getting these weird movies now? I don't like those kind of movies.
Yeah.
And so our mind is like Netflix. It just keeps showing up like relationships and scenarios and evidence based on our beliefs. So if you change a belief, it actually will give you evidence of a different belief. So mm-hmm. we want to change the belief, and RTT is very quick at getting to the root and upgrading it. And then you listen to an audio recording with the upgraded new belief. And it's like weeding your garden. You don't just chop the top off. You got to go to the root and pull it out. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do with RTT. And hypnosis is definitely not normally where people go first. They usually will contact me after they've tried a few things, but it is becoming more familiar for people, but it's a very natural state. So everyone can do it. I often will hear, I'm pretty sure it won't work on me. I've never met anyone it won't work on. And mm-hmm. so we all have a place in our conscious mind. We have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind.
Yes.
And it's so powerful to know your subconscious mind is 95% of how we all feel about ourselves and the world and the lens in which we look through the world. It's a million times more powerful than our analytical conscious mind. So mm-hmm. it makes sense to work on your subconscious instead of our conscious mind.
Sure.
And so it's very powerful. It's a powerful place to make changes. And mm-hmm. if you have blocks and those self-sabotaging behaviors, go in there and find out. So mm-hmm. it's a natural state. It's where we daydream. It's if you've ever driven home from the grocery store and you don't remember, did I stop at that stop sign? Did I even turn right? I don't remember. We go mm-hmm. in these alpha and theta brain waves. It's very mm-hmm. natural. So mm-hmm. with hypnosis, we just take you there on purpose and get access to your subconscious mind so we can find out and then open that place in your subconscious where you become very open to suggestions. And this is good because you want to give your mind good suggestions, the truth about you, which mm-hmm. is you are worthy. You can be focused on whatever it is that you want to change. So it's mm-hmm. it's very, very powerful. And it's not mind control. Otherwise, I'd probably have a nicer car in my driveway or something. So
that's so interesting. I am familiar with Marissa Pierce. Yes, she's on the Mind Valley platform. Yeah. Yes. And as you were talking, and I don't know if this is right or not, but I was thinking about when you were talking about the subconscious and the conscious mind, and almost as if there's a it's like part of us. It's a connection, right? Between those two, like our outer selves and our inner selves. And I don't know if you listen to Abraham Hicks at all.
I sure do. Yes.
Yeah. So to me, it seems it's our inner source kind of connecting with our inner selves, which is
absolutely
our subconscious, right?
Absolutely.
It seems like a parallel there in a way where I often talk about that inner voice that leads us, and that if we are able to connect to that inner voice and listen to it, it has far more wisdom than we do. You know what I mean? Like it's,
and
being able to tap into that, which is, I would think that that's what hypnotherapy does.
Yeah, you nailed it. It absolutely. Yeah. I really am so passionate about helping women find their inner voice, their intuition, mm-hmm. trusting mm-hmm. their intuition. It's the true north, their guiding light. Mm-hmm. And so many times just through life experiences or whatever happens, they somewhere along the line through life, sometimes we stop trusting our intuition. Mm-hmm. And boy, life feels very scary and rocky and unstable when you cannot trust yourself and your intuition, that gut feeling. And honestly, we do live in a world that will tell you, but what are the facts? Forget your gut. Sure. What's the facts?
It's what's manifesting right now, right?
Like, and you're going, yeah, but that doesn't feel right. That doesn't, you have all these internal buzzes going on.
Yeah.
So we do want to filter through fears and other layers, but that's exactly right. The subconscious allows you to go mm-hmm. into that inner voice and tap into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to ask you why it's important to listen to that inner intuition. And I think you just answered that. And how do we practically do that in our daily lives? Like what are some ways that we can do that? I mean, I know that for me, I do that through meditation and just stillness and trying to connect, like being still, especially in the morning. But maybe there's some other ways that you can advise your clients on how do you actually listen to your intuition and incorporate that into our daily lives? Yeah,
certainly quiet time, but having a morning routine is really important. Journaling, the power of writing and journaling is really a wonderful way. And even just this very simple journal prompt saying, I, Christina, or I, Kavita, our name, feel, and then writing our feeling and just, I feel mm-hmm. bored this morning. It does not need to be profound. And then because, and start there. Mm-hmm. And you will start to notice so often after a week or two of this, clients will come to me and say, you won't believe what I started writing, or I just mm-hmm. solved this big relationship issue, or I can't believe I've been putting up with this, or I've been dealing with, I've been saying this and I don't have to do anything, because they start to tap into how they feel and they can see it. And the power of writing does that. So journaling, meditation, any kind of quiet time. And so often people will get up and boom, go to the gym or do something, but that's different than quiet time and reflection or meditation, or we get caught up in, am I meditating right? Don't worry about that. Even just five minutes of listening to ocean sounds or some type of quiet morning routine.
Yeah. But I don't know if you were with me this morning, because I was journaling and I said,
oh, good.
I'm feeling a little anxious right now. I'm like, why am I feeling like this? Because there was so much to do. And then I was like, okay. And then you think, okay, well, I really have a lot to do. But then I'll just force myself. I'll say, okay, I know there's a lot to do, but I can take 10, 15 minutes and I can take that time for me. And then when you do that, I'm a big proponent of journaling too, is when you do that, it's just kind of, it's out of your head and
it's away
and it's just very freeing. So I completely agree with you. Yeah.
And even one little addition here is I feel because, and then you write it and then you can add just like when, and just like when will start to show you how oftentimes we're feeling something that probably is just like when I was in high school or I was in my early mm-hmm. 20s and that corporate mm-hmm. thing happened or that breakup or whatever, just like when ooh, yeah, that thing happened. So we're really probably just being pulled back to another response. We're not really yes. feeling in the moment, and just kind of allows us to say, wait a second, I'm not there. I'm here.
Yeah.
How is this different? Just gives yes. you a good yes. reference point.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like mm-hmm. that. So Christina, you talked a little bit about the belief, the self-sabotage, that I'm not enough. And so I talk to women, especially about transitions in their career and their life. And what are some of the things that, other than I'm not enough, or what are some of these limiting beliefs that we tend to put on ourselves, or that we face that stop us in our tracks that you've seen? And how, what are some ways in that we can limit, let go of these? I know that we talked yeah. a little bit about the meditation and the therapy and coaching, but what do we place on ourselves? Limiting beliefs yeah. do we place on ourselves as women?
Yeah. A big one is something's not available to us. So success isn't available to us, or that level of success isn't available. Mm. I can be successful, but not mm-hmm. that success. That's just not available to me. Or a huge one is I can't have it all. I can't, you know, I'm working with a CEO executive, and she has a very successful business, beautiful family. Things are going very well, but she wants to scale up her business. But there's so much resistance and self-sabotage going on because of a strong belief, I cannot have this great family and this great business. It's just mm-hmm. not available. That's impossible. And she's like, show me someone in the universe that has that. Show me someone. Is that even possible? So we often don't believe, like, people say that, but is that really true? So this mm-hmm. belief that something's not available, especially money, other people have it. Like I'm mediocre. I can have enough money, but more than that, or good health isn't available to me. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. a common one. The other is a limiting belief of, I don't know how. So we get frozen in, but I don't know how, I don't know how. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely from our childhood, where we just need to, it can be crippling. Mm-hmm. So again, I work with doctors and lawyers, and they know clearly how. They do a lot of things really great. Mm-hmm. But even a doctor I'm working with who wants to make videos for his business, I work primarily with women, but some men, wants to make videos. And I don't know how. I don't know how. I'm not going to, I don't know how to talk into a, yeah, it's a block. It's like, well, you know how, you know what you're talking about, but it's like, people are going to think they're stupid. I'm going to look like an silly, no one will like them. People won't like me. So the imposter syndrome, I don't know how, all of that. So those types of things, will people like me? Will I get approval?
Yeah.
And boundaries are huge. And I would say most of my day is helping people understand that really boundaries are, what are you available for? What are you not available for? Mm-hmm. And once you have the energetics of boundaries, saying no to something like, I'm just not available for that. I'm available for this. I'm available for this success in my life, or this love in my life, or this health in my life. So it's easy to say that I'm not available to do that. I'm not available to eat that. I'm not available to be with someone like that. Mm-hmm. It's different. The energetics of boundaries become the foundation for what you say and do. Mm-hmm. Most people start with, ooh, I don't like saying no. Well, you don't have a foundation for your boundaries yet.
Yes, that's so true. And I actually was going to ask you, but I love that what you said about that we do put limits on ourselves, and that especially around the abundance that we can accept, like whether it's money or health or success, we ourselves don't allow it. Because we think we're not worthy of it, or I can't do that. I've never done it. Or I guess worthy is the right word.
And sure.
If we just let that go and if you can accept $10, you can accept a million.
Yes.
Like, what's the difference? It's interesting. I like that. It's just flipping, flipping the perspective on what we can accept, and then the boundary issue is true. I see that all the time as well. Is that, well, a lot of my clients are very giving, and they just want to give and take care of others, and again, not take care of themselves. And it's as often as like, well, it's fine to be caring and take care of others, but you need to put the boundaries around yourself so that you can look after yourself first. If you don't look after yourself first, you don't have the energy to look after others, right?
And I think putting back just this hypnosis angle to it, it's finding out what belief do we link to that part of our life. Mm-hmm. So if the limiting belief is that type of money, just doesn't happen in my family or where I live, people like me. Mm-hmm. So often there's this belief that rich people are mean and are crooks. Mm-hmm. So we go in and we find out again that root, and mm-hmm. we go back to where they heard their parents talking about Uncle Bob, who robbed the family trust of all these things. And now, and so there's this belief of, so we find out what's linked like a chain, and we can unlink it and then link that back to the truth, which is the worthiness. And it is available to you.
Yes.
Because so often we just link it, like the link work is hard.
Yeah.
It's miserable, is just honest. And so I really had to unlink that. So fun and rewarding and lucrative and beautiful and divine and soulful. And the bank account can still be full. And but I had to really link those things.
Oh, really? Okay. That, as you're talking, I just was going to ask you, and what do you feel about visualization and how is that important? Because we're talking about like the abundance and like if you, and the feelings and the emotions, and that's what I often suggest is that now think about what you'd really love to have. Imagine yourself actually having it. And what's that feeling that you get when you achieve that thing or you have that? And that feeling is what we all just want to be happy, or we all want to have that feeling of contentment or whatever it is. And how can you bring that into today, right? Versus when I do this, or when I get this, or when I get my next job, or when I, then I'll be happier, then I'll get that. So for me, I think that's very powerful. Getting the feeling, but being able to actually visualize yourself in that situation.
Yeah, that's so powerful. So our mind responds to pictures and images and yes, the words, but the pictures have more power, the feeling, we get more of what we feel, whatever we feel. So you don't get more of what you get more of what you feel. What do you feel when you do it? Yeah. So if you want it, you got to feel it before you get it. So you have to feel it. Like,
and if you don't feel good about doing it, then don't do it.
And that is hard to feel it before you have it, but that really is how manifestation quantum leaping, really.
Yeah. What is it? I believe it when I see it, or I'll see it when I believe it, or, you know, which one
But we do get more of what we feel. So really think about, okay, yes, you want to have that, but how does that feel?
Feel it.
Yes.
Feel
it. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And the images are so critical.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. I think it's such important work, especially as women, you know, we're facing these different transitions in our life where, you know, maybe in midlife and we're looking ahead and seeing what's next. And so all these things are so important to kind of release these limiting beliefs and look at all the possibilities. And it's hard. It's not easy, but I think through some of these suggestions that you have and the coaching that you do and the hypnotherapy I think it's pretty fabulous what we can learn about ourselves. So
we are so powerful, and our mind and the ability to shift our mindset and then see our life go in a different direction. I know, this midlife part of our life is really incredible. Yeah. And we just naturally feel this extra, like, okay, we're doing it now. It's the second half. Let's go for it.
Exactly. That's wonderful. So Christina, what are you doing now? Anything that's coming up? Anything you wanted to share about your work or anything that we
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a lot of one-on-one work with women for about 3 months, but I'm working on a course where we will do a lot of group interaction and work and some live calls and one-on-one. I think the support of other women is really incredible. So that's coming soon.
Nice.
And yeah. So, you know, lots of different opportunities for people to connect and get together and do exercises. I think, you know, the more we can retrain and reframe our mind daily. So having different activities for people, you know, when we get triggered, to have a support group to say, like me the other day, yeah. to have, hey, what do I do right now? Even if it's 5 minutes, that's the kind of community that I'm creating. So yes, to get lovely. Us back on track. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to have that support system and community and to realize that you're not alone and and how you're feeling or what you're maybe going through, and that there's support from wonderful people like you and from other women who may be going through it. So congratulations on the work you do. And then we'll have, maybe you can tell us where you find it. We'll have all your links
sure.
in our show notes, but
yeah.
Can we find you?
Sure. My name's Christina Woods and my website is wisewoods.com. And I'm mostly on Instagram and LinkedIn, but Instagram is at wisewoods hypnotherapy. And the link in bio, I have a free hypno meditation, and I also offer a free 1 hour consultation to just talk about hypnotherapy, what someone's going through, if this is a good match, and ask me all about hypnosis.
Oh, that's great. That's very generous. Sure. We'll have that in the show notes and share that with the audience. I'm sure people will be really interested in learning more. So thank you so much for
Thank
your insights.
You.
And it was a lovely conversation. And it feels like we're kind of in sync because we came from like the corporate background. And we're
I know.
You know, and we have the kids and all that happened at around
boys
the time we turned
too,
50.
Right?
And boys, yeah.
Yep.
So it's wonderful to talk about these things and learn from each other. So I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. I trust you enjoyed this episode with Christina Woods and it provided you with some insights for the upcoming holidays and the year ahead. Here are her key takeaways. Number one, we put so much emphasis on the outside and not enough on the inside. We give our jars out there in the world to fill up, but we need to fill up our own jars first. Number two, sabotage is a lot of procrastination, poor health habits, no self-care. It is grounded in, I'm not enough. It's about, let me blame the other thing so I can avoid doing that. What I know will get me what I want. Number three, sabotage gives us approval, safety, or control, and is a way of disassociating from our feelings. Number four, when we allow ourselves to feel our feelings and name it, even if it's uncomfortable, you become very empowered. Name it, claim it, and tame it. Number five, if you get to the root cause of a belief and change a belief, it will give you evidence of a different belief. Rapid transformational therapy is a method of hypnotherapy which helps you do that. Number six, we have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind is 95% of how we feel about ourselves and the world, and the lens upon which we see the world. It's a million times more powerful than our analytical or conscious mind. Number seven, our inner voice or our intuition is a true north or guiding light. Sometimes we stop trusting our intuition and life becomes very rocky and unstable when you cannot trust your intuition or that gut feeling. Number eight, we often don't believe that something is available to us, like enough money or good health or I don't know how. Yet, if we realize the power of our own mind and the ability to shift our mindset, watch and see your life go in a completely different direction. Thank you again for listening, and I truly wish you a wonderful and restful upcoming holiday season ahead. We will have one final episode before the new year. So until then, stay safe and stay well, my friend.